Twins and the A's at Target Field Tuesday. Irvin Santana battling Sonny Gray, who makes his 2017 season debut, but Gray's day a difficult one.
A drive to deep center field. Very high, very deep, and gone into the catch area.
His eighth home run of the year.
Big pitch here, 3-2, one out, not running. Strike three looking, boy, locked him up with a breaking ball. Good pitch, Irvin Santana's seventh strikeout. And a pitch popped up, should be playable. Behind second base, Dozier squeezes it and puts it away. Nice job, Irvin Santana.
And the 2-2, a drive in the air to left field. This is back towards the second deck and gone. And that is number one for Byron Buxton. 5-0.
To center. Still going back. Dozier to straightaway center field.
And back-to-back home runs for the Twins. Brian's second home run of the ball game, his fourth of the year.
2-0 for Drew Mauer. Here's a drive to left center field and deep. This is back and gone. Mauer's got one.
Home run number six here tonight for the Minnesota Twins.
Third home run this inning.
The Twins breeze to the 9-1 win as Irvin Santana continues his incredible season. With 7 Ks over 6 scoreless, he lowers his major league leading ERA to .66. Paul Molitor could just sit back and enjoy watching his team crush the baseball all night long as the Twins bashed a half dozen home runs in their 9-1 victory over the A's. The Minnesota skipper shared his thoughts following the win.
It was a fun game. I mean, you got to enjoy good performances across the board. For the most part, everything was like you kind of draw it up. You get Irvin, who didn't have his best stuff and battled his way and still put up 6-0. That's pretty impressive. And offensively, we hit the ball with the fence. The ball was carrying for whatever reason. It wasn't much win, but it seemed to, especially off the center field. And, Doze got going. Joe hit one out. And, of course, Miggy hit the bomb. And, Castro had a good night with the bat. The only hiccup, we missed a throw on a steal attempt there. That's if you want to get picky. But other than that, Buck had a good night, too. So just nice to get the homestand off to a good start with a win. And, Irvin keeps rolling.
What is it with Irvin that, even on a night that he doesn't have his best stuff, he's still throwing scoreless?
Obviously, all the cliches about a veteran pitcher, you got to learn to pitch when you don't have your best stuff. I thought his command with the walks that you saw, just tried to grind. Slider was kind of hit and miss. Changeup was, a good pitch for him. But you could tell he just didn't have quite the feel. But, when you get guys on or base on balls, he'd find his way to keep the inning clean. He knew after six that he was probably, I won't say fortunate to get through it unscathed, but it was one of those nights where he had to battle that little extra hard.
Though it's doubtful Brian Dozier will eclipse 40 home runs again as he did last season, performances like Tuesday make you think he could very well capture that magic yet again. Dozier spoke about his two home run night and the team's lopsided victory over the A's.
It all starts with Irvin. Irv doing Irvin things like you saw the whole month of April. We play good defense behind him. Obviously, what we're doing really well right now is take what the game has given you. And tonight happened to be the long ball. But at the same time, we're playing good baseball right now. I like where we're at. You got a good pitcher like Sonny Gray, one of the better right-hander pitchers in the game. And you got to hit mistakes. And we did that. He left a couple of breaking balls up. And that's how you capitalize against good pitchers like that. But all in all, 1-9, we swung the bats very well.
Though many will lobby for Chris Sale, Irvin Santana has a very strong case for being baseball's best pitcher right now as he lowers his major league leading ERA to .66. He shared his thoughts following the Twins' 9-1 victory against the A's.
It was good. We got everything working today, defense, offense, and we have a good game today. I don't have my fastball command today, but I'll be able to pitch away with off speed and then put it on the board. Don't try to tint too much, just trying to throw the ball low, and then that's what I did today for the most part.
Hector Santiago goes for the Twins on Wednesday as he opposes Kendall Graveman.